Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. We were very blessed last week to have the meditation given by Austin Richards, speaking about the collect for Advent. And I'd like to make reference to the collect for the second Sunday of Advent. They are very instructive to us and inform us in our devotional life and how we acknowledge who God is and how we worship Him. Blessed Lord, who has caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in our Savior, Jesus Christ. We see here the prayers that we offer to God, that we would have the ability to integrate his holy word into our lives, to assimilate his word. Now, we are blessed with the inheritance of the Holy Scriptures that become a lantern to our feet and show us the right way to walk in this darkness, our pilgrim path to heaven. We have the gift given to us, and now it's to us to cooperate with the grace of the Holy Spirit and to make these truths our own by hearing them, learning them, chewing on them, like chewing the cud, swallowing them, assimilating them, and then living them out so they become part of us. The truth of God is to become integrated into our life. And you'll find that those who are the saints have integrated the Word of God into their very lives. They have been recipients of the grace of God, His truth declared in the Word of God in Holy Scriptures, and by the Word of God, His Son. They've taken that Word into their hearts and they live it out. And so now it's for us. And notice that when a person takes the Word of God into themselves, when they live it out, they become a person with hope. They have a sure and certain hope of the resurrection and the gift of eternal life. And so this is for us. Now, hope for us is a virtue. We call it a theological virtue because it's God-given. God pours hope into us. We are a vessel that is empty until we are filled with hope that God will pour into us. Then we are full of hope, hopeful. And this gift, again, is a theological virtue. It's given to us. We don't have that on the natural level. It has to be infused into us. And so Ragbertus, a great theologian of the Carolinian era, will say that hope is like holding on to Christ. We hold his hand, but we can only hold his hand if he first holds us. And so the greater thing is not us holding Christ, but him first holding us. And only in him holding us are we able to hold him. There is this gift that is given by the Savior that we would hope in him. And that gift is ours. And we think about that and we pray for it and ask for it in Adventide and through our lives, that we would have that hope. An image comes to my mind of what this hope looks like. Recently, there was a daring rescue of a man who had crashed his parachute doing a base cliff jump in Moab, Utah. So he'd leaped off the cliff 450 feet, and as the chute opened, it swung out and slammed him back into the canyon wall, into the cliff wall face. He slid down, injuring himself, and by some grace, that parachute caught, parachute strings caught on the rock face, and he was dangling about 100 feet off the ground. And people called the rescue. They came out to figure out what to do. About 8 guys were figuring out how they're going to get him off there. They figured instead of trying to climb up 100 feet, they'd go up to the top, rappel down to 350 to try and rescue him and haul him back up. And while they were figuring things out, it was pretty risky because the wind was blowing the parachute, and who knows how long that rope is going to hold fast on the cliff face. Well, in that time space, there was a woman who was going to go mountain biking that day, she saw the events unfold, she saw the accident. She asked if anybody had mountain climbing equipment, and they did, and so she borrowed it from them, ran to the base of the cliff, saw there was a big crack going up near where the man had crashed, and she knew how to climb those cracks in the cliffs. So she did that. She climbed right up there, scaled the 100 feet, put some anchors in, and then she, as she was doing this, she looked at the man in the face. They made eye contact, and she began to start her rescue work. She put some pins in, got herself secured, got him secured to her, and then came the critical point where she cut the tether to the parachute. That was holding him on that cliff face, and she had to let go of that he could come onto her. And so she did that. She cut the rope. His weight came onto her, and she rappelled down, and he was rescued. Now, you might think in a similar way, this illustrates our situation. We are part of a human race that has leapt off the cliff of trust of the enemy, and it was about to bring our certain ruin. By some grace, we still live, but by a thread. We don't have much life in us. 70 years, right? 3 score year and 10, 4 score years with strength. But all of us are stung with mortality. What do we truly hope in? What are we hanging on to? Isn't our hope in this life, in the natural birth brings us a natural death? Isn't our little hopes in this world, aren't they like that little tether that's just barely clinging to the rock on the face of a cliff, and the winds are blowing and pushing our parachute, and that's all we have to hold on to? What can we really trust in this life that is of the temporal order? Our money can only get us so far, our friends and connections only so far. Is it political power that will save us? Are we going to trust in the state? Is it technology? Are we going to, you know, put our hopes in these things? How long can those things last? I'll suggest to you, they're like a very thin tether that's holding us, and we are like a man dangling over the precipice, or down the precipice, about to crash below. No, we need to be rescued. Our human race can't save itself. We are too small. We are a creature, not the creator. We don't have the ability to solve the problem of death. Only God, the God of life, can do that. But what a marvelous thing that he has come among us in the person of Christ, like a rescuer, to come to our aid, to take the burden of our mortality upon himself, to bear that weight, the weight of our humanity, to bring us down to safety. The Lord Jesus is the one who is rescuing us. And in Adventide, we are celebrating, getting ready to celebrate the great feast of Christmas, where we thank God that the Redeemer has been born, and rejoice in Christ, who will do all things well for our salvation. And yet we find in Adventide the certain tension that though we have received Christ and his salvation is ours, and we now have the hope of heaven, yet that has not yet been fully realized. We are still in that place where, like the woman, I think her name is River Berry, as she was bringing that man down, right? We're still in that kind of place where we're resting upon Christ, but we haven't come to the fullness of the redemption, the fullness of the rescue. Things are still in that in-between time. And so that space where we have received Christ but are waiting for the fullness, that tension is where hope comes in. We are in that place of the expectation of future good and the expectation of the future beatific vision, where we'll be experience completely our redemption and the vision of God forever. So this is, the fullness is yet to come. In that in-between time, we are waiting. So Advent time also speaks to that. Not only preparation for the celebration of the incarnation, the coming of Christ in the first time, but also waiting for his second coming, when he will judge the world and usher in the new heavens and the new earth. And so we are a people in expectation, waiting for that to come. We're in the midst of the rescue now in this time of sanctification. So here is our place, our hope. And we find that in Christ we have a sure and a certain hope. Just like the strength and solidity of that rescuer that brought the man off the cliff face, the anchor bolts holding, the rope holding, her strength holding, the man coming down just fine. We have a sure and certain hope in Christ who has gone before us, the forerunner who has gone into heaven itself now to prepare a place for us. And so our hope is not in this world that is passing away. Our hope is not in the things temporal that are always changing and shifting. Our hope is in the eternal things that change not. Our ultimate hope in Jesus himself, as we hold on to him, our rescuer, as he holds us, our sure and certain hope in the one who does not change, Jesus Christ the same, today, yesterday, and forever. And so in this Adventide, let us hold fast to Christ with hope that is God-given. If we feel our vessel is empty and we're not feeling very hopeful, let us ask for that virtue, that God would pour it into us, that he would give us trust in Christ, and that we'd be filled with that theological virtue of hope, that instead of being hopeless, we would be hopeful. Let us pray for that grace, and let us wait with expectant hearts the one who truly can deliver us, the God-man, our Savior, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.